WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Director Jim McBride's new movie, The Big Easy, stars Ellen Barkin and Dennis Quaid. It's a story set in New Orleans about cops and corruption. With the chemistry between Quaid and Barkin, Cajun cooking isn't the only thing that's hot in this movie. Our film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
This month, in theaters all over America, you'll be seeing the same scene played out over and over again. I mean in the audience, not on the screen. Wherever The Big Easy is showing, female moviegoers will be watching Dennis Quaid make love to Ellen Barkin, and they'll turn to the man sitting at their side, and they'll sigh. Deeply. I'll tell you what that sigh means. It means, why can't you be Dennis Quaid? Just for a day, a night, an hour. It also means a star is busy being born. The Big Easy is a raffish cop film with a dumb screenplay and a beguiling loosey-goosey atmosphere. It's good fun, and Dennis Quaid walks off with it. Quaid is fast and brainy on screen, but he also has this charmingly facetious languor. Even describing a gore-spattered murder victim, he can't help sweet-talking. You may remember him as the man who got miniaturized earlier this summer in Inner Space, but that was Martin Short's movie. The Big Easy belongs to Quaid. He plays Remy, a smart New Orleans police lieutenant who's just a little bit on the take. Ellen Barkin is the assistant DA who's come to New Orleans to investigate police lieutenants who are a little bit on the take. She's a starchy, by-the-book type, and Quaid immediately sets about getting her to let her hair down at the best Cajun restaurant in town.
We've got Cajun couscous and we've got dobasque.
No, nothing for me, thanks. I have to be up very early tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess we're just going to take the check tonight, Paul.
What you talking about, Chef?
I mean, I want the check, Paul.
Remy done lost his mind. He knows his money no good in here.
Then why don't you just give me the check?
Paul, have you met Anna Osborne with the district attorney's office?
Oh, really? You looking for that check, Remy? Right here it is all the time.
Ellen Barkin is best at playing smart, naughty girls, and she seems a little uncomfortable in a role that's basically patterned on all those plain librarians who become suddenly sultry upon the removal of their eyewear. But once she warms up, the movie's a lot of fun. The director, Jim McBride, has trouble with some of the action scenes, and the ending he's cooked up is almost unforgivably lame. But he makes the movie feel as easy as its title suggests. There's room in it for a lot of loose-shouldered joking around, for a lot of good-time music and wacko performing. The late Charles Ludlam is especially funny, camping it up as a southern shyster lawyer. And though The Big Easy isn't full of nudity or raunch, it does feature the sexiest sex scene since Donald Sutherland and Julie Christie leaped into the fray in Don't Look Now. These scenes are sexy because Quaid and Barkin really seem to be discovering each other, and themselves, as we watch. Which is why this month, in theaters all over the country, I'm afraid the sighs may be deafening.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair. He reviewed The Big Easy.